site. Okay. So we're trying to update and modernize our way of doing Mara Mekayim. You heard the news?
Yep.
Yeah? Okay, it's exciting. Someone just tells me what to do. I'm going to just take a picture and send it to them. This way you could fit it. Say it.
Sounds like one of those saving bars.
Like what?
Sounds like one of those saving type bars.
It has nothing to do with... No, I have no feelings for the trees.
The thing is, no one's going to... Print it. That's the issue. I don't have a printer in my house, for example.
You can bring the thing.
That's the only issue. I don't think
that's it. That's that person's upright. It's crazy with the every minute of the favorite pages again. It's crazy. Say them. Okay. But the pages from last week you should have. We're in Reb Tzadok HaKoin from Lublin's Hakdomer. We're up to Ois Chafei. We're skipping a little bit. So up to Chafei and Chavav, you should have that on from last week, that page 21 from Reb Tzadok from the Hakdomer. Ois is Chafei and Chavav. I hope you have that. You should have it. Look on with somebody else if you don't have. We were talking last week about that shift from the generation of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Dor HaMidbar, the generation of the desert, and the Dor of Bo'ei HaAretz, of those Jews who were privileged to enter into the land. From the world of Moshe Rabbeinu on the Meraglim. No, I don't. It's not so comfortable to say them together. But Lemaisa, the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Meraglim, were the Rosh Hashanah. They were the Nesiim. They were the leaders of the generation. The generation of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Meraglim, and the generation of Yeshua that would enter into the land. And by now, it should be clear to each and everyone who's been coming to this shiurim that we're transitioning from Torah Shebichsav to Torah Shebaalpeh. The complication is because Moshe Rabbeinu and the Meraglim desperately were holding on and wanted very, very much to be able to move from Torah Shebichsav to Torah Shebaalpeh, to be able to bring together those two worlds themselves. But as we learned from the beginning of this introduction, already last year, from the beginning of this introduction from Reb Tzadok, Moshe Rabbeinu was created for Har Sinai. You see some Mitzrayim and Har Sinai. He was created for a miraculous Hisgalus of Elokus in the world. He was not created to bring us into Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua was created for that purpose. That's the difference between the Eitz and the Pri. Moshe Rabbeinu's desire to send Meraglim, even though he questioned the motive behind it, as far as Am Yisrael is concerned, but Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, Shlach Lecha, and Lechaz Ledaitecha. And to Moshe Rabbeinu, this innovation on the part of Am Yisrael and his going along with it is the beginning of Torah Shabbatah, where man takes an active role, a creative, an active, innovative role in serving Hashem. So, Moshe Rabbeinu was hoping that this would mean that Torah Shebaalpeh and the journey to Yerushalayim would continue under his leadership, not because he wanted to be a leader. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Anavi Kol Adam, is the most humble person. We can't be Masig, his humility. But because he was the tree, and therefore the tree naturally, is deeply, deeply connected to the potential and wants to see the pears, to see the fruit. The Meraglim were correct in their assessment of Eretz Yisrael as being an Eretz Ochelas Yisrael. And it's a place that's difficult. It's been thousands of years. And there's going to be Chorbanos and Golios. And they were right. But remember we learned last week, Reb Tzadok says an amazing thing. It was emes what they said, but it wasn't what? Emes la'amita. It wasn't emes la'amita. Because emes la'amita and the Teresh Val Peh world that they didn't get on their level, they didn't get, is summed up by David HaMelech in three words, ki ata imadi. Ki ata imadi means even when it's not the midbar and there's no man and it's choshech mechushech here in the middle of downtown Susha and there's mamish dark and there's no hope and it's complete yeish. Forget about man, anani ha-covered, there's no kriyas yam, so you're having a hard time just getting the snow off your windshield. And there are no nisim in the flows at all. And much worse than that, chubonis and golias. Eretz ha-chelis yeshveh is emes. But the reality of Teresh Shabbat Peh is the amunah in the heart of Am Yisrael. It's that ability to see Hashem when you can't see Him. It's all about Purim. To see Hashem's name when it's not written. That's why Purim and the Inyan of Teresh Shabbat Peh, of course, is a very big sugi. We're not going into it right now. And that's why Hada Kiblu Bim Achashverosh. There was a Kabbalah Torah in the days of Achashverosh, and of course that was Teresh Shabbat Peh. And then we moved to the second Mishnah Mikdash, which is all the Mishnayis and Gemara and so on, was as a result of Purim. Amalek stands in the way, Baderech, to transition from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael. To stop us from moving forward. That's the meaning of Amalek. To stop us from moving forward. So the Meraglim were right. As far as Emes, it was Emes. But remember what we learned last week from the Kohen, that Emes is something which is Kaim La'ad. It's only something which is forever and ever. And the Meraglim were wrong. The future of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is not Chorban, it's not Golas, it's not misery. The ultimate end of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is Hayinu Kechalma. Is Ozim al Yishchak Pinu. It's Hayinu Kechalma with all of Golas. It's a Chalam Mamish. And we'll see that all of it was only Hechatimsa to come to what we had to come to. And therefore, the Anhog of Teresh Shabbat Peh is Lo Irara Ki Ato Imadi. Lo Irara Ki Ato Imadi. And that's the Emes Lamita. And that the Meraglim on their Madrege did not get. And even Moshe Rabbeinu on his Madrege, which was Teresh Shabbat Savim, the Meraglim were the Nesim of the Dor HaMidbar. And they, this is something that they didn't see on their level, that they didn't see. The Anhog of Teresh Shabbat Peh, the Anhog of Eretz Yisrael, is that when you don't see Hashem, and it's unclear, and you have to go to work, and there's no man, every single thing that happens to you, every moment of your life, is ate imadi. That's Teresh Shabbat Peh. But that man has to realize himself. Man has to come up with himself. We have to have, that's the meaning of that hisgalus that's in the heart of a Jew, to be able to see Hashem when you can't see Him. And that's the hanhaga of Yeshua, and the generation that's coming to Eretz Yisrael, and that is the entire Sefer Yehoshua needs to be understood. Every single pasuk that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, and we're going to get to it. Yeah. Every single pasuk that we're going to learn, it's this yisod of lo irara ki ato imadi. So b'chin of Teresh Shabbat Peh. And to understand the whole Inyan of Eretz Yisrael and our Kesha to Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a lot of connections between what we're learning in Sefer Yeshua and what we're learning in Eretz Haifas and Erev Shabbos and in Erev Kook and Erev Shabbos. Because as Rav Tzadik said and we learned last week, that's where we ended. Kedushas Ha'aretz V'dovizeh Hu Etzem Inyan Kedushas Ha'aretz Leida Ki'at Ha'iman. And that's as true now as the Mandukarian wrote it. That EF Shalorah Shmudar, the Dovizahu, that's the end of Chav, the Dovizahu Etzem Inyan Kedusha Sa'aretz Leida Ki'ate Imadi. Ukamesha Kasafti Lamaila, Amaramzal, Doime Kemisha Yeshla Aloka. Therefore, a Jew who lives in Eretz Yisrael is Doimelo. He has to use his Koch Hadimion. Kemisha Yeshla Aloka. Because it's not clear. In Eretz Yisrael, Dafka in Eretz Yisrael, it's not clear. Dami Kamishi Eishal Reilaka. Mishnah, what we're going to learn, not in the context of this shiur, but Mishnah, I hope to talk about this in a separate shiur, is that all of the differences between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Zarcha, the past years, I'm learning a lot of Yerushalmi. All of the differences between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are understood according to this Yisod. All of the Chilukim. Anytime you see a Machlok, it's Bavli and Yerushalmi. We could understand according to the Yisod that we're learning there. But Mitzvah Shalom will get to. And all of Torah's Eretz Yisrael is based upon this Chiluk between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua, between the Dor HaMidbar and the Dor of Bo'ei Ha'aretz. So now on page 21, Chaf Hei, let's learn Chaf Hei and Chaf Vav. So Mitzvah, from now on, if there are Ma'ar Mekarmes, you could check on the thing to find the Ma'ar Makam. If you have that way to do that, and it'll be there, and you could print it out. If this works, I don't know if it's good. Sounds like very simple, but we'll see. I hope so. Chaf Hei. I mean, you might have my grandchildren in the background. I'll do all kinds of special things. You can make all kinds of interesting things in that picture. Lekach Yehoshua. Chaf Hei. Lekach Yehoshua. So Yeshua is the Kli Muchan Lahanchil Ha'aretz. He was prepared from the time of creation before to be the one Lahanchil Ha'aretz. And we're going to talk about his name, Bin Nun. What does that mean? Bina and Davka. Why is it we had to come through Yericho? And how all of this is connected with Rochav and with the Maraglim that came to Eretz Yisrael at that time that was sent by Yeshua. We'll see how all of these things are one shalshalos, one inyan. The whole reason that the whole yontiv of Purim and Shushan Purim is Davka was established to be Shushan Purim from when? From the days of Yeshua, those cities that had walls in the days of Yeshua bin Nun, which is a strange thing. Davka Yeshua bin Nun. And this is something we've been learning already a while back, Mashiach. You can talk about it right now. The train Mashiach, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben Dov. Yeshua, of course, is a Mashiach ben, a central figure in the world of Mashiach ben Yosef. Kibush Ha'aretz. And it's Yeshua. Yeshua is a descendant of Rachel Imeinu. And how all of that figures into the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael and the division of the land, which we'll talk about as we get to the later program of the Sefer. So, Lekach Yeshua, Shuhoye Klim Huchan Lahanchil Ha'aretz, Lios Parnas Dor Neichle Ha'aretz. Yeshua was created to be the leader of the generation of those who are going to inherit Eretz Yisrael, who are coming to Eretz Yisrael. Mistama nafsho hekelelos, kol hanefoshes hador. Mistama, the soul of Yeshua, who was given this unbelievable responsibility to bring us into the land, that just as Moshe Rabbeinu's soul contained within it the souls of all of the Jews of that generation of the Dor HaMidbar, Yeshua's soul, which is Eretz Yisrael, contained within it the nefashos of that time, of that generation, of the Jews who were coming to Eretz Yisrael. And Emes will talk about this later on. Any Jew who's on fire to go to Eretz Yisrael, who really is on fire to go to Eretz Yisrael and goes, has that connection to Yeshua. It's a very deep connection to Yeshua. This generation, the Jews will have that. The Misnachlim and Jews who are on fire with Eretz Yisrael, and other Jews, not just the Misnachlim, who are in love with Eretz Yisrael, they're very, very much connected to the soul of Yeshua ben Nun. But especially that generation, Ms. Mistama Nafsha, Kelelis Kol and the Foshes Hador, Commission is Barla Maila. He Kelelis Kol Kedushas Ha'aretz. The soul of Yeshua contained within it, in a very deep and hidden way, Kol Kedushas Ha'aretz. The holiness of the land, of Eretz Yisrael. Kol Kedushas Ha'aretz. Ulakachim Shilu Rabbeinu Zal Lepnei Halavana. We spoke about this months ago, and we'll talk more about it Mitzvah in the future. Therefore, we see that Yeshua is compared to the face of the moon, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu is the sun. That's the Gemara of Bavabas we spoke a lot about. Shudugmas Torah Shabal Peh. Because Yeshua is Dugmas Torah Shabal Peh, Torah Shabal Peh, Hamakabelis Mitorah Shabachsav. Therefore, Yeshua is compared to the moon, that's the name of Yericho, of Yereach, and Yeshua is compared, Bina, Bin Nun is Bina, that is the quality of the moon that receives from the sun, just as Bina receives from Chochmah. So Torah Shabal Peh receives from the light of Torah Shabachsav. Torah Shabal Peh receives from the light of Torah Shabachsav. Therefore, Yeshua, which is the Bechin of Torah Shabal Peh, receives from the light of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shudugmas Tereshbal Pehama Kabelas Mitereshe Bechsav. Shidugmas Achama Kanoida. Tereshe Bechsav is compared to the sun. Nakoch to be makabel is much more, of course, is deeply connected to the side that is nekevav, that is feminine, as opposed to the sun. That koch is a koch of zocher. And even though women are not permitted according to halacha to learn Torah Shabbat Pen the same way that men learn Torah Shabbat Pen, the pnimius of Torah Shabbat Pen is more deeply connected to women than it is to men. That's something that we have to talk about more in the future. I'm not talking about the limud of Torah Shabbat Pen. But Torah Shabbat Pen is the moon that receives from the sun. And that's the koach of women. The koach could be makabel, the hashpah. That's the new way of Purim, that the nes of Purim is dafka through Esther Malka. The koach nitzad misitra the nukva. The Arizal tells us the Purim comes, the nes that comes misitra the nukva, from the feminine side. The holy nina of Purim is a hechatimsa to go to Eretz Yisrael to build the second Beis HaMikdash, when Amalek was in the way. So the Yeshua of Purim is a Yeshua that's very connected to Yeshua Binun, to Kedusha Saras, and to the quality of the moon, which is Esther Malka. Esther Malka's name is Estahara, which means the moon. Her name in Persian is moon. In ancient Persian, whatever that is, it means Sahara is moon. And Esther Malka is the Koach of the Levana, the moon. L'chein l'kach nisyari Moshe Rabbeinu v'Shalom b'yoyse. Therefore, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was most worried about Yehoshua. Yeshua and Kalev. When the Meraglim were leaving, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu was most concerned, he davened most for Yehoshua. Why is that? Moshe Rabbeinu knew Yehoshua as the greatest tzaddik. There was no one in the world who knew Yehoshua better than Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's no question that Moshe Rabbeinu trusted Yehoshua, and that the other Meraglim were more vulnerable than Yehoshua. And yet we see the whole establishment and tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu had is Yehoshua. This relationship between the Mashpi and the Makabel, between Ki'ilu, between husband and wife, between the sun and the moon, but it's deeper than that. Reb Tzadok explains, why? The Gemara says, then in order to acquire a new level of Torah, a higher level of Torah, one has to pass through difficulties and failures. Torah Shabbat Peh is very, very hard to learn. Torah Shabbat Peh, a person has to mamish kill himself to understand. And the mahal of acquiring Chidushei Torah is one that is fraught with all kinds of challenges and failures and setbacks. And therefore, Ein Adam Oymer Al Divrei Torah Elam Kein Nichshol Behem. A person can only truly understand Divrei Torah when he's nichshol behem. The failing and trying again and getting up, shavei pal tzadik v'kam, it doesn't come easily. So Moshe Rabbeinu was very worried about Yeshua, since Moshe Rabbeinu understood that now it's time to get into Eretz Yisrael, and that is big new divrei Torah, all Torah Shabbat Peh, and Yeshua's soul was created to bring us into Eretz Yisrael, and that journey to Yerushalayim means Torah Shabbat Peh, means our intuition, creativity. It means the end of prophecy, the end of Nevuah. Nevuah is going to be winding down. I mean, it's going to take time. But Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, there's nothing like that anymore. That's finished. So because of this, Me'achas Shira'u Oymed Al Divrei Torah. Since Moshe saw that Yeshua is Oymed Al Divrei Torah, that Yeshua never left his side, and that Yeshua is going to be the one to continue to bring the Torah into this world. The Midbar is something else. The Midbar was relatively easy because everything was clear from Hashem. But Yeshua is going to be the one who's going to have to bring the Torah into the world, Mamish, which is the Tachlis of creation. So Moshe Rabbeinu was very worried about him. Machsharush Oymed Al Divrei Torah, the Tachlis of Bishleimus. Yeshua is the one who's Oymed Al Divrei Torah, the Tachlis of Bishleimus. Ukfi gadol ha'amad al divrei Torah, to the degree of ha'amad al divrei Torah, to the degree that something new is being brought down in divrei Torah, something new is going to be revealed in Devei Torah? To that degree, is there going to be an unbelievable challenge to prevent that from happening? And that's where Amalek comes into the whole story also. There's going to be something that's going to get in the way. Divrei Torah don't come easily. And Hamada and Divrei Torah, again, because we're talking about Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebachsav, that falls from Shammai. But Torah Shebaal Peh is something else. And Kfi Gordel Hamada al Divrei Torah, Sheachakach, Kach Gordel HaMechshol Shekodem. In proportion to the greatness and the novelty of Torah that's going to be revealed by Am Yisrael, to that, in proportion to that, there's going to be the michshol, the challenge, the possible failure. If you don't try to do anything big, you're not going to have any big. You're not going to have any big michsholim. If you're not doing anything particularly significant in life, so you're not going to have michsholim. If you're doing something that's new and that's different, so there's going to be a lot of challenges along the way. That's how it is. If you're satisfied not bringing any chedushim into the world, no one's going to bother you too much. But the second that you decide that you want to do something in a better way, and you want to do something new, so you're going to have mechshalom. Kach hazeh. That's how it is. And here we're not talking about just something, you know, like a new job, or somebody that decided they want to kasher their kitchen. Here we're talking about the whole Torah Shebaal Peh. And the whole Torah Shebaal Peh for all Am Yisrael. So there's going to be a huge challenge to this. But it's dafka by overcoming that challenge, as Reb Tzadik explained, that we didn't learn that together, but he explained that in Ois Chav Gimel, that it's dafka by overcoming that challenge that we come to that higher Madrega. By overcoming the challenges of life. That's how we come to higher Madregas. One of the things that we're struggling with now is that there aren't enough challenges. Now, I know that's, we're not davening for more nisyanis. But the Yiddishkeit that we have now comes very, very easily for us. Meaning, the externals of Yiddishkeit, to be able to keep Shabbos, to be able to have a sukkah, to keep mitzvahs, and to go to yeshiva, it's relatively easy. To be really a part of the program is hard. But the externals of Yiddishkeit come very easily now. It's not really the nisyanis like our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. It's relatively easy. So Moshe Rabbeinu is worried about Yehoshua. Kfi gardel ha-mod al divei Torah, she'achar kach, kach gardel ha-michshol she'koidem. Kama she'kasafi le'malo in Chav Gimel. And in Chav Gimel, Reb Tzadik explained how before every geula, which would bring something astonishingly new into the life of Am Yisrael, there had to be a miserable galus. So before Kabbalah Satorah and going to Eretz Yisrael, we had to be in Mitzrayim. That's the michshol. Ein adam ma'omid al divrei Torah, elam kein nichshol behem. So the michshol on the way to Har Sinai is Mitzrayim. It's horrible. But it was a Korah Barzal. We became worthy of receiving the Torah by going through Mitzrayim. Without Mitzrayim, you can't go straight like from Boca to Har Sinai. It doesn't go like that. It never has. That's the same thing. Just as Golus Mitzrayim was a hachana for Har Sinai, so the Golus that we had, the Golus of the Midbar, that were Aborim Shana Okub Midbar, even though things fell from Shammai Lamais, it was a very hard time. Those 40 years in the Midbar, dragging around. That was a hachana for Eretz Yisrael. It's a hachana for coming to Yerusha Saras. And so it is. Now with holding by Erev Purim. So the Indian of that Golus of Paras is Erev, second base of Mikdash, right? So before having the second base of Mikdash, which is really his Golus of Torah Shebaal Peh, full force, because then would be the Chibur of the Mishnah and so on. So before the second base of Mikdash, we were attacked by Amalek. Amalek is Haman. And the whole Inyan of Purim is Kim of a Kiblu, is Hada Kiblu, B'mechash Ve'ish. There's a Kabbalah Satorah. The Inyan of Purim is, the Iker of Purim is a Kabbalah Satorah. Of course, it gets lost by a lot of people, but that's the Iker. Inyan of Purim is Kabbalah Satorah. And the Iker Avodah right now to prepare for Purim is not by spending your whole day online looking for a costume. It's by spending your whole day learning Torah. That's how the kibbutz in Matters Meres. Even if you don't get a costume, or if you just change your glasses or something, but if you learn Torah, that's the hachana for Purim. There's a kabbalah satorah that kibbutz in Matters Meres. The Indian of Purim is kabbalah satorah. Now, Havas HaNeis, like Rashi says over there, Mamish Havas HaNeis, we don't have to have a mountain being held over our heads anymore. But you see that before we would come to the second base of Megiddo, in other words, before the return with Ezra and Nechemian to build the second base of Megiddo, we had that Golus of Paras, Umada. We had the Golus of Persia and the threat of Haman and the Kisvei Sitna that the Amalekim that Haman and his family were sending to try to prevent the building of the second base of Megiddo. The whole Indian of Purim was a nitzachon over that which was in the way of our return to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, there had to be in the nace of Purim an Indian of Shushan Purim that would take us back to the days of Yeshua ben Nun, the walled cities, the days of Yeshua ben Nun, because entering into Eretz Yisrael with that aliyah of Ezra Nechemiah and so on would be me'ain what happened with Yeshua and Bnei Yisrael when we came to Eretz Yisrael the first time. But now we're going to come again and to build the second Beis HaMikdash in Torah Shebaal Peh, meaning in full force. That's what was happening. So therefore, there had to be a tremendous Golus. And what we're going through right now is the Golus before the third Beis HaMikdash. And we're in the last part of the Golus before the third Beis HaMikdash, and the difficulties and challenges that we have now in life, which is mostly with the Inyan of Yosef and Tzaddik and the technology, and Emuna, and Kedusha, these sugyas. All of this is because we're now in that michshol that when we overcome it and we get through it, we're going to have Mashiach and the third Beis HaMikdash. That's what we're holding right now. We're holding by the Golus before Mashiach comes. The last Golus before Mashiach came. And because of that, the michsholim, they're very, very great michsholim, especially in the Indian of Kedusha, which Reb Sadler talks about. And he doesn't go with that so much right now, but he talks about it a lot in his svar. U'kameshu kasafti lamal, two lines up, be'inyin ha'golias, u'lekach b'ikei shalov b'yichud rachman. Therefore, b'yichud, Moshe Rabbeinu davens that Yeshua should have Hashem shav rachmanis on Yeshua. And that's why he davened that instead of being Hosea, he should be Yehoshua. That itself is a very big inyan. We're not going to go into right now, but everybody here realizes that the yud is the zachar and the hey is the nekeva. His name was Hosea. He didn't have a yud. And why is it that the yud came from where? From Sarai Meno, from Sarai. It's also a side amoik ma'id. It's a very deep inyan. We're not going to go into right now, but you just a little bit to realize that he was the hey is feminine. And Moshe Rabbeinu was davening kohoshiach me'atzas me'aglam, that the yud should join together with the hay, because when you have the yud and the hay, then it's zoch and the kevet, Torah Shabbat Savon, Torah Shabbat Peh. There shouldn't be chalila, a drifting away of the heart of a Jew from his galus of Har Sinai, that even though the tachlis is of Torah Shabbat Peh, but it should be Torah Shabbat Peh that's inseparable from Torah Shabbat Savon. Yeshua not separating himself from Moshe Rabbeinu, the fruit not getting far away from the tree. Chas v'shol. And to daven that the Oisius Yud Hei, this is the Indian of Amalek, Yad Al Kais Kom, Chomel Hashem Amalek, Midor Ador, that Amalek is fighting against that Chibur of the Yud and the Hei, the Yud Kei with the Vav Kei. There's Chomel Hashem Amalek, Yad Al Kais Kod, there's a hand that's covering the Yud Hei. That's the Indian of Yeshua, that's being covered by the Koch of Amalek that's trying to get in the way of our return to Eretz Yisrael and the Kibush with Yeshua. It's Melchama Hashem Amalek. It's the Melchama of Amalek. That's the Nin of Purim, the Nitzachon of Purim. That's why it had to be in such a way of Esther Hamalke and Mordechai Yehudi Bezachon Nekeva in such a way. V'gam b'heyoysim izara d'yoysif. In the brackets, last line. V'gam b'heyoysim izara d'yoysif. And Yeshua is Mizar de Yosef. Of course, Yeshua is a Bechina Mashiach Ben Yosef. It's Mizar de Yosef. K'moshe Kasavdi B'mokam Acher B'inyin Train Mashiachin. For all of the Kilkulim that we're struggling with before the two Mashiachin come together, as we learned earlier, our Kilkulim, the main Kilkulim, our Kilkulim, in the Inyan of Arayis, of a healthy relationship between the Zoch and the Keva. That's why we have so many problems with that nowadays, with the Zoch and the Keva. And the Scharim want to be the Scharim, the Kevs want to be the Kevs, and the Scharim think they're the Kevs, the Kevs think they're Scharim. All of these bilbulim, Zalom Atzchik. All of these bilbulim, all of these people are suffering, mamish. All of these bilbulim have to do with the train Mashiach, with the Inyan of Yosef, which is Kedusha, Kedusha's HaYisayd, and Mashiach Mendov, which is Amunah, and all of these things. All of the terrible, terrible suffering that's going on, and confusion, and this Inyan of the Chibur of Zoch and the Keva. That's the Niv Kiyod Al Kes Ka, which is Yud and Hey, and to connect with Vav Hey, and that's what's happening now. The Psaldik says, "Kumeisha Kasavdi b'makam acher b'inyan train Meshichin," with the two Meshichin, "Sheben Yosef bar l'sakim b'chitzonius and Medavid b'pnimius." We spent a lot of time on that. That Ben Yosef is the Iker Tikkun of Ben Yosef is the Tikkun min chitzonius. She spoke about the particulars, the chitzonius. That's why Yosef HaTzadik was very concerned with how things appeared. We did a lot of that. Sheben Yosef b'alasakim chitzonius. Ben David, of course, is the pnimius. Ben David is the pnimius. That's why the two meraglim that had to make it through were Yeshua and Kalev, because Yeshua is Mizar de Yosef, and Kalev, of course, is Mizar de Yehuda. It's the Bechina of Mashiach ben David. Kalev comes from Yehuda. It's Mashiach ben David. So it had to be that the two Mashiachim would be able to survive that tragedy of the Meraglim, that mistake of the Meraglim, and to come back and to say, Toiva Aretz, Ma'od, Ma'od. That the land is very, very good. It had to be. Because the two Mashiachim couldn't Chalila. Could never, as we learned, this is throughout all the generations, we have to have the two Mashiachim. And especially at that time at the beginning, who is crucial that Yeshua and Kalev were successful. Sheben Yosef b'alasakim chitzaynis u'madavid b'pnimis u'matzinu chet Yosef b'lashon hara. We see that in the Torah, on his level, the Indian of Yosef HaTzadik is that he was mighty diva by his brothers, right? That he said things about his brothers. There's a very deep connection between Shmiras Haloshen and Shmiras Abris. Those two Kedushas are very, very deeply connected. We're going into that more in the Sunday morning. Chabur is not here. But the Indian of Yosef HaTzadik, there was a Chet in Lashon Har. Aval David HaMelech HaLoshon Nikon Ne'im Zmiris Yisrael. The Yosef HaTzadik, on his Madrega, there was a Michshal. There was something that went wrong with his Dibur, with his words. David HaMelech's Dibur is very, very misukan. I don't mean with the Samach, I mean with the Sof. David HaMelech's Dibur is very, very elevated. Tehillim. The Dibur of David HaMelech, the most beautiful Dibur we have. Aval David HaMelech Nikon Ne'im Zmiris Yisrael. He's called the sweet singer of the Jewish people. His dibur is on a very, very, very high level, very, very elevated diburim of David HaMelech. Var Muzal, I mean, he's alluding to things that he doesn't go into right here, but that's, you know, it's a little bit a side thing, but it's part of a very big part of what we're learning. We're just not going to go into the whole inyan right now of the bris hamor and the bris haloshen. These are two brisim, the bris of the mor of the bris mila and the bris of the loshen. You see this that. Whereas the greatest struggle that men have is with the bris mila, the greatest struggle that women have is the bris haloshen. It's the greatest struggle that women have is with the tongue, with the mouth. So these are the two Mashiach. There's the koyach of Mashiach, and the tikkunim of Mashiach is all connected to this. Ram Muzal, kulchem noyim ela, shekoyle noyim. Rak shedovet ha-melech, haloshem tikkun rak ha-kol. But the tikkunim of David HaMelech was really in his singing, in his voice. It wasn't yet complete with the diburim of a baile dilatoria. How you bedari k'may shamu b'yishalmi depeya v'misoni nafshu shuhavcham. And David HaMelech had a lot of baile lashon hara. They rose. The David HaMelech had terrible tsaros in his life from the baile lashon hara, right? From all the baile lashon hara spoke against him. because the tikkunim weren't yet finished. These are the tikkunim of Mashiach, tikkun habris, bris of the flesh, and the tikkun of the mouth of the lashon. These are the tikkunim that have to take place. Mashiach ben David yisakin gam hadibur. Mashiach ben David yisakin gam hadibur. Davening is so hard for us. Tefillas, the inyan of lashon hara and mechilas. These are all from the world of David HaMelech, of Yehuda, of Apam Oides Hashem, to be able to give thanks to Hashem, to daven. The davening is very, very hard, and the union of HaMelech is to prevent a person from davening. You shouldn't be able to daven. That's why Shekor HaBederech, what the Alter Rebbe explains, HaMelech is the Oisius of HaMelech is the Oisius, the Loshen of Melika, which means to break the neck, because the Oiref is that part through which the Tfilas, which the emotions rise up to the mouth to be able to sing to Hashem, to daven to Hashem. And HaMelech stands in that place to Am Melech, the nation that of Melika, which means to crack the neck, like Melika in the Beis HaMikdash, to break the continuous flow from the heart to the mouth, because davening is avodah shebelev. And that a person shouldn't be able to daven. It's Asher Korcha Baderech. HaMelech always gets Baderech, gets in the way of our tefillos, in the way of our davening. the tikkunim of Dibur is the need of Mashiach ben David. Tefillah. David HaMelech is tefillah. Avodah shebelev. Vein kan makom l'harach b'zeh, but the Koran does not go into this right now. He speaks about these things in many other places, but he doesn't go into this right now. The main thing is we understand that Yeshua has to make it. Yeshua has to make it. And he's in great danger of a michshol, because in accordance with the greatness of his responsibility, there's that possible failure. If you try something big, you could fail badly. If you try something little, you fail. But so this is the union of Yeshua, and Moshe was worried. Since the union of Kalev is the Bechin of Mashiach ben David, which is the Bechin of Tefillah, therefore Kalev didn't need anybody else to daven for him. Kalev was able to take care of his own davening, as we see what that's what he did. And he ran to heaven. He was able to take care of his own davening, Kalev. Ben Yefune is a lashon of poina, to face, to daven, to turn. It's a lashon of peh. Has the oasis of peh, the union of kalev, kilev is avodah shebelev. The union of kalev is tefillah, is the Odom Aleph, kilev ben yefuna, to be able to turn to lifnot peh, is the union of kalev. So kalev is a big davener. It's the union of davening. Yosef at tzaddik is kedushas Yosef, but the union of davening is not yet repaired. Yosef had a problem with his lashon and his madrega with lashon hara, with whatever happened with the brothers, there was a problem with it. The kakolav shayim shevet yehuda needs some heatz. My v'luhutzvach letfilas moish. V'loy needs sorely memichshol zeh elishnei shvat emelo. And the only survivors of that horrible michshol of the meraglim, that terrible, terrible Churban that took place, that was still suffering from the spies, the only two Shvatim, the only two who pulled through, was Yosef and Yehuda. It was Yeshua and Kalev. Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef hu ha-hamshocha mi-tar shebechsav le-tar shebalpeh. Yosef is the hamshocha that would bring, like Yeshua, that would bring from tar shebechsav to tar shebalpeh. That's Yosef. Yosef's name means Lahosif. Lahosif. And the inyan of Yosef at Tzadik is that Hamshocha. Yeshua. The Hamshocha from Teresh Bechsav to Teresh Bechsav. Okay? V'chein Yeshua manchil ha'aretz. And Yeshua's manchil ha'aretz, which is the transition from Teresh Bechsav to Teresh Bechsav. Okay? And therefore, Davka, we see that because these two, Yosef and Yehuda, are the ones that were prepared for Geula, therefore it had to be that they were in Golus by themselves before the other brothers came. That Yehuda Sholach Laharis Lafan of Goishna, that Yaakovinu sent, Yehuda went Goishna to meet Yosef at Tzadik, and that Indian of Vayigash is the meeting between Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben Dov. That's what was happening over there. Therefore, there had to be Yehuda and Yosef in Mitzrayim. The other brothers were on the side. It had to be Yehuda and Yosef. It's Mashiach ben Dov, Mashiach ben Yosef. The Yehuda etzem HaTorah Shebaalpeh. Whereas Yosef, Mashiach ben Yosef, Yehoshua, is moving from Torah Shebaalpeh to Torah Shebaalpeh. It's the transition from Torah Shebaalpeh to Torah Shebaalpeh. David HaMelech, Yehuda is etzem Torah Shebaalpeh. That's etzem Torah Shebaalpeh. When we go outside by Kiddush Levana, and it's the Chiddush of the Levana, the new moon, we say what? David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim. Chai V'Kayim. There was a simon by Kiddush HaChodesh, it's David Melech Chai V'Kayim, when they were Mekadosh Al Pi Ariyu, when they were Mekadosh to Levana by witnesses, the simon was David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. It was a simon, the Gemara tells us. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. It was David Melech have to do with the Levana, with the Pnei Levana. She'asidil his Chadish Kamais, the Holy Nif Torah Shabbat Pez. What? His Chadish Kamais. David HaMelech. And since we know that Malchus is Torah Shebaal Peh, and David HaMelech is Tikkun HaPeh, Tefillah, but the mouth, to be Mesaken, that Inyan, David HaMelech, Mi'im is Miris Yisrael, Torah Shebaal Peh is Malchus, is Torah Shebaal Peh, David HaMelech's mouth. David HaMelech's mouth. Yosef HaTzadik is transitioning, but the Shleimus of Dibur is Torah Shebaal Peh, is David HaMelech. That's the Shleimus of the Koach HaDibur, is David HaMelech. And that's the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh. Therefore, by the moon, we say David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kai. K'may David HaMelech, Halosham, Melech Ha'aretz. David HaMelech was Melech Ha'aretz. He was Melech Ha'aretz. Where? In Eretz Yisrael. We'll talk about the Malchus of Yeshua. Yeshua, according to Chazal, also was a Melech. But it wasn't the Malchus of Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't the Malchus of Yerushalayim. It was something else. But the Malchus of Yeshua, that's a conversation we'll get to, but the Malchus of David HaMelech is a Malchus b'shleimus. The Malchus of David HaMelech is true Malchus in Yerushalayim, which is true Malchus, the eternal capital of the Jewish people. No? That's what we found out. that's Yerushalayim. That's David HaMelech. Yehuda Etzem HaTorah Shebaal Peh, K'may David HaMelech Olav HaShalom, Melech HaAretz. Malchus is Torah Shebaal Peh. And David HaMelech is Melech HaAretz, the true king of Am Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael is David HaMelech. It's Malchus based David. There's a role that we have, of course, with Mashiach ben Yosef and the Malchus of Yisrael and Ephraim and Shaul HaMelech. It's all tied together. It's also with Purim. Mordechai, the Yichus of Mordechai and Shaul and so on, it's all very, very much connected to what we're learning. Ulekach boi lahoyach shash michshol. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to daven for Kolev. Because Kolev is the shleimus of Tefillah, and it's Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Beis David and Torah Shebaal Peh. In that place of Tikkun HaDibur and shleimus. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu's davening is for Yehoshua, Mashiach ben Yosef. Because by Yosef there was such an inyan that he could make, by Yehoshua he could make a mistake with his dibur, because he came from Yosef HaTzadik, and Yosef HaTzadik made a mistake with his dibur, right, on his level. There was a problem with Yosef HaTzadik's dibur with his brothers. So Yehoshua could be nichshel in that. And since Yehoshua had to be Omed al Divrei Torah, which is to bring us to Torah Shebaal Peh, and ultimately Yerushalayim then to give over to David HaMelech, but it had to, since Yeshua is the one who's going to bring us there, Moshe Rabbeinu is very, very worried that he would be nichshal in his diburim, that Yeshua would fail in dibur, because that's the meaning of Yosef HaTzadik, where Yosef HaTzadik didn't complete fixing that, in the repair of dibur. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was worried that Yeshua was very in great danger, that he would be in his dibur, that he would be nichshal, he'd be part of those who might say dibur. Hashem can call it, which is David, which is Yehuda, Shleimus Adiva. So therefore, he didn't have to daven because Kolev was able to daven for himself. But they need a Moshe Rabbeinu that there shouldn't be chalila, separation between Zoch and the Kev, Torah Shabbosav, Torah Shabbat. There could be diburim that are not proper. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to pour all of his tefillahs into Yeshua. Kahay Shiach, and then Yeshua. Not to be nichshel in the eights of the Maragim. Where is the greatest danger? The greatest danger is in the Hamshocha. In the Hamshocha, that's the greatest danger, the Haschol. And it's when you're beginning something new. Yeshua is beginning something new. To be Mamshechit from the Midbar into Eretz Yisrael. That means crossing over from two different worlds. That's when you're in the greatest danger. You're crossing the border, right? That's where you get into trouble. Crossing the border, that's the hardest place. So the one who's crossing the border is Yeshua. He's crossing the border. Kalev is an Eretz Yisrael Dik Inyan. But crossing over, that's why Yosef Hayav Mitzrayim. Crossing over from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, that's the Haschola to be able to bring from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. And then back to Eretz Yisrael is the Yosef HaTzadik is in very great danger. That's why Yaakov Avinu was crying so much, and it's very, very scary. And Vayimorim Lehisnachem, without Yosef HaTzadik, there's no Hemshech. The brothers were big tzaddikim, but without Yosef HaTzadik, you don't have a Hemshech, the Mashiach ben Yosef. There's no Hemshech. So at the beginning of something is always when it's very, very, very shaky. Like, what's the beginning of the week? No, that's the Shabbos. The Shabbos is a very scary time. People, most of the mischief in the world takes place on Motzei Shabbos. What are you doing Saturday night? It's the biggest mechsholim on Motzei Shabbos. Because when you're crossing over from Kodesh to Chol, in order that there should be a Hemshech, and you're starting something different, there's always very, very great danger. Tremendous, tremendous danger. When there's a Haschola, that it should be able to continue from something that's holy, it's very, very, very dangerous. Our generation has been trying to continue with what was before the Holocaust, and to continue now after the Holocaust. It's been very, very hard to do that. It's very hard to bring the Torah, that was from the place that it was in to America, to make that transition to America, and the other survivors to be able to get to Eretz Yisrael, or England, or wherever they went. It's been very, very painful. It's been very difficult. There's been unbelievable hatzlacha, but there have been tremendous setbacks as well. Because whenever there's a Havdalah, Ben Kodesh L'Chol, Ben Ohel L'Chol, there's always going to be tremendous, tremendous danger. It's like when you're crossing over from being a little kid to being a grown-up. It's the most dangerous time. Crossing over from the scariest time is when your kid is a teenager, which begins very young now, but that's the scariest time when your kid's a teenager. You have to just daven. I tell them, there are no aces anymore, just tell them to close your eyes and daven and hope that they end up at the chuppah or something like that. Because like in a normal, in a normal way, because the teenage years are so strange, such a difficult transition from being a little kid to being an adult. It used to be much smoother, that crossing over. But now to cross over from being a kid to being an adult is unbelievably crazy. To get past the border of adolescence is becoming something which is scarier than ever. It's very, very scary. And there's a chashash of terrible mechsholim that happen to children nowadays when they're young, not even like when they're 17, 18, but they're never 12, 11, 13, 14, it goes on. And what people are doing to children, Hashem Yirachem, what children are going through in our generation. But I don't know if there was ever such a thing, but the children are struggling with it, that they're not ready to be adults and that they have to be exposed to things that are not for children. And they have to see things and hear about things and, God forbid, to experience things that are not for children. And they're destroyed by that. It's a terrible churban. There's always that terrible, terrible presence of a Amalek that's standing Pesach HaTas Roveitz when you're at the opening into something new. Havdalah is a scary time because that movement, that leaving Kodesh and going into Chol, and what's going to happen to you? Can I continue and bring Kiddush into something where it's not going to be that it was Shabbos, which is like crossing over from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael. It's like going from Shabbos to Sunday. If you see that by Matzah Shabbos, they're terrible Mechshol Matzah Shabbos, and Sunday people waste so much time on Sunday. It's like it's not a day. Kilu is not a day in Chutz Lachaim. It's like it's Sunday is terrible Mechshol. Not today, people to learn and to do things that are important on Sunday. Rak b'am shocha shuha aschola. When there's am shocha shuha aschola, there's always tremendous challenges. It's always in the need of amalek. Vayova amalek. Vayova amalek. You know, getting up Sunday morning and having a strong Sunday, there's a very big vayova amalek. Vayova amalek. Uba aschola, b'chal Sunday is a... It's a Shabbos and Sunday is a time of tremendous nisyanis. Rak b'am shocha shuha aschola. Uba aschola, shom chshash lemichshol kanal. At the beginning is the chshash for the michshol. Therefore, Yosef HaTzadik is in great danger. Yeshua is in great danger. That's something new. That's the beginning of something new. David HaMelech Kalev is already in Eretz Yisrael, something different. But the crossing over is the inyan of Yeshua. Yosef HaTzadik is that crossing over is the of Yosef HaTzadik. Therefore, the bones of Yosef HaTzadik had to come with us. In order for us to cross over, we had to take Yosef HaTzadik's bones and tear his soul. And even now, to be able to get to visit Yosef HaTzadik, you know, how much Amalek is in the way of getting to Yosef HaTzadik. To be able to visit Yosef HaTzadik, there's like Amalek on the way to Yosef HaTzadik. To get to David HaMelech, to go Yerushalayim, with all of the challenges that we have from our son, from the Yishmaelim, and so on, but we still feel Yerushalayim is ours. But when it comes to Shechem, when it comes to Yosef HaTzadik, so then this Vayova Amalek is very, very, very strong. The meaning of Amalek, and that's trying to get in the way of coming to Yosef HaTzadik, because Yosef HaTzadik is the maschil, is the aschol, is the amshocha. Is Kedushas, Habris, and therefore the Yishmaelim was the opposite. The whole Inyan of Yishmael is Niuf, Hashchos. Is the Inyan of Yishmael is Niuf and Hashchos. We learned a lot about that. And therefore the Yishmaelim can't stand that Jews should come to Yosef HaTzadik. Yishmaelim can't stand that Jews should come to Shechem. What happens? Jews, they can't bear that. And Shechem is a place that's a Mokom, which is Mukhna Peronius for so many years, that Jews have tzaros over, because there was this split between Malchus Beis David and the Malchus of Ephraim, Yosef HaTzadik, was where? In Shechem. That's where the kingdoms were divided. Yeravim and Rechavim, that's where the split took place in the Malchus. We understand why. Because that's the whole inyan of the two Mashiachim that are divided and that are broken apart, and that's the place of Shechem. Dafke in that place is the produce of the splitting of the kingdoms. Of Yosef, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, and Shechem was the division. But there's a lot here, but he's not Marach here. So we're going to mention next month's Shabbos. We're going to finish this Chavav. We're going to finish Chavav. I don't know if you have another page. Okay. Yeah. You do. Okay. So we're going to finish that, and then you're going to keep that page because we're not going to get Chav Zayin. Well, first we have to spend like one or two times talking to get ready to finish with Chav Zayin. So, but for next week, I'm just the page that you have, and we'll finish Chav up. Okay, good luck. I have to run, I have to get to a dinner. I mean, I'm not hungry, but I have to go to a dinner.